of games?
I think we are.
I think we are. All right. We are. So we've just eaten, so it's probably a good thing you probably... Because we're going to go to a different place now. How are we going with time? Can you just chat with, see how long we're...
Time? Yeah. We're on exactly 1 hour.
Good.
Exactly.
Awesome. Excellent. Perfect timing. So I said suggested Tom on the way here, as I was on my way to his place, I said, all right, let's look for a bit of an uncomfortable story. Something that would see that... Tom will choose a story and I will choose a story and we'll see by the end of it who feels the most uncomfortable and which is where if people want us to continue to do this in the future, let us know. If you don't, just go, please don't. You know? No, thank you.
No.
Okay. I'd just like to give this as a fair warning to people. I hope you're not eating or drinking or anything at this moment because it will make you feel uncomfortable in the stomach. Okay, well, this is my story alone. I believe, I have a bit of an iron gut. I work as a teacher's aide at a school, and I have to do a lot of personal care. So I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good with all the gross stuff. So, Tom.
Yes.
May I begin with my story?
I want to say yes, but I'm scared.
Are you?
Go on, just no, yes.
I won't give you the name of the
title. I'm developing my story. I'm just getting it together now, right. What Alan's doing here.
Okay, here we go. I'm not really going to give you the gist of what the name of the actual title is.
Yeah.
But this is based on a true story. So I'm just going to read you the story. One of my best mates from Southend. Southend is in England.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is in England. Is a manager for a chain of pubs in central London.
Yep.
A few weeks ago, he was standing behind the bar and a guy came looking rather confused or concerned.
Yep.
Listen, mate. This is going to sound totally insane, but I just gone for a piss in the urinal, and I just swore I saw an eyeball looking up through the hole.
What?
Not just an eyeball, but an eyebrow as well. And the eye was looking around.
You got to do the accent.
Oh, you want to do the accent? I'll go back. listen, mate. Listen, mate. This is going to sound totally insane, but I just went for a piss in the urinal and I saw an eyeball looking around in the hole. Not just an eyeball, but an eyebrow as well. And not just an eye, and the eye was looking around. So I convinced the guy. So the guy convinced me to let him to have a look to mind his ease. They both go to the toilets. This is the man who owns the chain of pubs, and the eye guy said
the eye guy.
What's that? What the fuck is that?
Yeah. This is creepy. This just sounds weird.
They go to the toilet and check the two at adjoining rooms. Yeah. You know, like the urinal doors. As they go through the first door, they discover the place is pretty much flooded. In urine. Like, there's piss everywhere on the floors. Yeah. Like, this is like pretty much being, back in the day, going down to the Manhattan, and it's about 3 o'clock in the morning, or over at Daisy. It's like, it's piss floor.
Oh, shit, look out. Don't touch anything, don't sit on nothing.
That's Sammy over there, he fell in the piss. Hey, go on, boys!
No, we're off.
Oh, I'm fucking fine, get me a taxi! Right here. So, the pretty much was flooded in urine. My mate commented to the guy that, obviously, this is not unusual.
What?
Mate, what's going on here with all the piss? There's piss everywhere. What the fuck are we going to do? I don't know why he's Scottish, that's how I go. Things get stranger still when they get to the door to the second back room. Where the fire exit is, it should be unlocked. But it isn't. My friend got his keys and unlocked the door.
Yeah.
And as he began doing this... sorry. A frantic scuffle begins behind the door. Wait!
Someone's in here.
Don't!
Wait.
This would scare the shit out of me. Like, I'm like... What the fuck? And this guy, I don't know. Yeah. Are you on my side here? Like, are we going to open this door now? Like, who the fuck isn't he? Like, I wouldn't... Me personally, like, fuck... Me personally, I've just gone, fuck you, bye, and then run out the door. I'll just run for my life. Like, just see ya. It's crazy. Just run. And there's a... Okay, there is a frantic scuffle behind the door. As he attempts to push it open, the handle rips out and this and his hand, and this dude comes out, charging out of the room, soaked from head to toe in piss.
What?
Okay. He charges both my friend and the customer, who are too shocked to react, out screaming, "I didn't do anything!"
What?
So I'll do the accent. Oh. I didn't do anything! Okay. He just pushed through these guys. "I didn't do anything!" As he goes. By the time they regain their sense of reality, the guy had already made his escape, leaving through to the ashes of a scene to obscure a depravity as he left in wake.
Yeah.
So there's pictures on here. I'll show you the pictures. So this is what happened. This is what the guy did. The plumbing for the urinal had been carefully removed and put from the side to the side, leaving a hole in a mantisori big enough for a head and shoulders to squeeze in.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
Tissue paper had been laid on the exposed bricks works to provide a comfort head rest for what seems to be a lengthy session between piss on to be pissed on. So he had nicely, like, "Well, it's a Saturday night. I'm going to set up my tissues and off my tissue and then rest in his head right there." I'll put my hand on the mic. Ah.
Oh my God.
Okay.
This is dirty.
By men. This is not in the female toilets.
This is the male
toilets. This is the male toilets. In secret, this is all in secret. In a pub belonging to pretty much the biggest pub chain in Britain. Oh, did I mention the snorkel? The guy had a snorkel. He's like,
"So what was he?"
"Daddy."
No.
The police were called, forensics occurred, and the scene had no fingerprints could be found, owing to the copious amounts of wee on every single surface. And the name of that story was, Tom, The Man Finds Piss Dungeon in Pub.
That is bad.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to make my answer for a couple of drinks. I said, have fun, kiss the kids.
Love you guys. Okay. No, he brings that. He's got a duffel bag. I would imagine he's got a duffel bag.
Lined up with everything in there.
Well, hang on, what time is it now? All right, so the game's about to finish. There's half time coming up. Okay.
But it definitely shows you there's just different people.
Yeah, there's people. But one of my friends...
Not just the standard... No, he doesn't get off on just watching something.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to just put a snorkel on. He must have been at the plumbing. He must be smart to know. Okay,
it's probably a plumbing.
Cut that out there.
Yeah, but... "I didn't do anything!" And seriously,
but I forgot about this. He would have been so embarrassed too. Like he was
soaked.
He's probably never been caught before. Like, and then
what are you doing over there?
You just feel from like he's probably.
I love that you're going.
I feel bad. Like this is my human services coming in. Like I feel bad for this fella. Like, you know, maybe he had done this his entire life.
Something,
You know, maybe he.
This is when you bring it real down. This is when you.
No, I feel for him. Like, is he still doing it? How old's the story? Is it
this story came out in 2014.
So he's probably still going.
Yeah.
I wonder, two things. He's either stopped because he was ashamed and embarrassed, even though he's never been identified.
What are you doing when you're...
Or he continues doing it.
Yeah, he's out there. Piss dungeon man.
So if you were in... Where is it again? Where are we?
This was in London.
So if you're Central in London, what's the name of the pub?
It doesn't give you the name of the pub. I don't think
If you're in London, Robbie... It could be happening at your pub.
Yeah, mate. Seriously.
Robbie, do you have a snorkel?
Yeah. Hashtag, you have a snorkel?
Robbie, do you have a snorkel? We're going to find out.
Yeah.
What's the title again?
Man Finds Piss Dungeon in Pub.
It's called a piss dungeon. Yeah. Like it's dungeon. When you think of a dungeon, you think of this underneath cave and
stuff.
Well,
seriously.
Like that.
I'll show you the pictures later.
So what do you... I want to understand this. I want to understand, was he working alone? Did he have help doing this?
Okay, I'll show you the pictures. I'll put this story up on our Facebook, and then I'll give it to you. You can what put it up on our Twitter. Yeah, look at this, yeah. This is dead
so
air.
So that's the tissues there. So yeah. That's where his head.
He used to rest his head, like, and his shoulders. Don't forget the shoulders, Tom.
So he was covered in urine,
head to toe.
Oh, poor fella.
See, this is your humanitarian.
So here, Alan's laughing. I'm going. You know, I feel
no, fuck you! Don't you say Alan's laughing. You yeah. were laughing your ass off.
Now I feel for him though.
Yeah, now you feel like bad about it. Yeah,
well, because my story, I feel bad for the guy too. All right, do you want to hear my story?
Yeah, please. Okay.
This is going to be a new thing, guys. We'll call it the wonderful world that we live in.
Yeah.
And we'll do it each episode.
We're just trying to find a story that's...
So this is a story that came out, it was in 2015. So it was December a couple of years ago. This is something that I came across, I think it was just on probably Unilad or something like that on Facebook or on What Culture. And it blew my mind. I'm thinking, what? And like, you know, you see people wearing nappies and dressing up as kids and like to sleep in cribs. There's those things that exist out there where couples like to wear nappies and, you know, they'll like
baby's done a boom boom.
Yeah, and the partners change. I find them really weird. There's something wrong with your mental health if you're having to do that. Yeah. Now, this was one that I came across, and what the name of the story was, I've gone back to being a child. Okay? Husband and father of seven, age 52, leaves his wife and kids to live as a transgender 6-year-old girl.
6-year-old?
Yeah.
But he's how old?
He's 52.
Fucking hell.
He's a father of seven.
Seven?
Okay, he's had seven children.
Okay.
And he decided that this isn't me. What I am is a girl, and I'm six. So what he's done is he's decided to leave his family, and I'll read you the actual article. So let's break it down.
Break it down.
So the name of the guy, it's a very hard name to pronounce. It's Sofunkny Yusholt. So it must be Swedish or something like that. 52, lived as Paul until she realized she was transgender at age 46 and was not accepted by her family. After two suicide attempts and a bout of homelessness, she found hope in the transgendered community in Toronto, Canada.
Oh.
She now resides with her adoptive mummy and daddy, and spends her time playing with her dolls and the couple's young grandchildren.
Okay.
A Canadian man who was married with seven kids has left his family in order to fulfill his true identity as a 6-year-old girl. In an emotional video with gay news website The Daily Extra in collaboration with the Transgender Project, this man, number 50-year-old male, said she realised she was transgender rather than simply a crossdresser at age 46 and split from his wife Maria after she told her husband to stop being trans or leave. Okay?
Yep.
So now he lives with friends and also with her adoptive mum and dad, and she lives as a 6-year-old girl. So this is a bit of a photo here, Ellen, of her at Christmas time.
Let me see.
So she's got a dress on and her blonde wig. That's her at Christmas. So age 52 here.
It's a 52-year-old.
And then that's him with the wife. That's when he was with his wife at the time.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now, one thing I think for me, when I first came across this story was, you know, you get the initial shock of everything. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
But then the mental health side kicks in. Like, what was this guy?
Yeah.
For, you know, 46 years to think he was a woman.
Just to come in.
Not just a woman.
Yeah. But that's the thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. Okay, as I say this, yes. I'll probably get some shit. But okay, I have nothing against gay people, nothing against transgender people and stuff like that. But transgender, I'm all up for gay rights and stuff like that. LBG for life, you know. I put my fist up with a rainbow all over it. Doesn't mean... But when I see something like this, it was just like, mate, what the fuck happened to you? Does that mean something like... If he's reoccurring to become...
He's 52.
He's 52.
And he's gone back to being six. And a girl.
And a young woman, He wants to be a young girl.
So he'll be seven this year.
So his missus just like... How would you feel if you're the missus? You're like... What's wrong?
I kept thinking seven children. How old were those? Yeah. Well, you think 52-year-old male, he probably had those kids. Could have been his early 20s.
Early 20s.
So that kid could be 20.
Yeah.
When he's come out saying, oh, now I'm a girl now and I'm transgender.
Yeah.
The couple that have adopted him, I think they're in their early 20s. No, early 30s. And that's their daughter. Yeah. And he sees them as mummy and daddy.
Mummy, daddy.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think I actually might have sent this to you guys on the WhatsApp, but no one commented when I sent it, though.
I think I remember seeing
the initial title
of it and going, no. I mean, it just like... looking at it, I'm still flabbergasted. I think you flabbergasted me. I mean, which is awesome. You know, I brought it along the piss dungeon, and you're like, well, man wants to be a little girl.
Huh?
What? So you look at it and you just go, hang on.
Because you say, you know, man wants to become a woman, woman becomes a man, but not man wants to become a little girl.
No, yeah.
And go back 48 years.
Wants to go back to, I'm a little girl again, because they're Canadian,
I watched the video too. When they interview.
There's a video.
He does a voice and things. He actually acts like a girl.
Hi, my name is...
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Sits with his legs crossed with his family and plays with the dolls and stuff. So I don't, in my mind, it's like, is this an act though? Are you really acting this?
This sounds like real Norman Bache.
Yeah. Or are you really style. In your mental health? Were you really a girl this whole time, just in a body of a man?
Well, that's what you do. You when you find like the biggest thing that happened last year, like, Caitlyn Jenner's courageous.
Yes.
You know, if you don't believe in Caitlyn Jenner, you're not courageous. Then, give a fuck. Good night.
No, I didn't even. I was like, okay. Yeah. And I've seen many different sites. All right.
I don't really blame you. You were married to. You were part of the Kardashian family. I would have chopped my dick off as well and jumped in the river.
Well, he was just a background character. He was always the brunt of all the jokes or doing nothing.
Now it's just like, he's one of us now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But there was a question that people were saying. It's like, no, but maybe we keep that for another episode. There'll be another topic. I'll bring that one back up later. But that there, that was a story that I came across. I didn't want to be in December when I first saw that, but I've always remembered that one where, even the headline, you know, man leaves family of seven
to become a 6-year-old girl.
In capitals, 6-year-old girl.
And here I bring to the table, man finds piss dungeon in pub.
I didn't do anything wrong. There's the inaugural episode, on inaugural edition of the wonderful world that we live in. So Alan and I will
broadcast
of the next month. We will find another story, and we will bring that to you for laughter and also deep thinks.
Deep thoughts, right? Yeah.
If you're choosing to listen to this podcast either on your train or bus or even on a long road trip, maybe you're playing with the whole family in the car.
Don't play with the family.
Maybe
please.
This is a conversation topic.
No, it isn't.
You could turn to your wife and ask, "Do you want to be a little boy?" Or you might turn to your wife and go, "You know, Dale, I actually think I'm a 4-year-old girl."
Yeah.
And this podcast might be realise that.
We're screwed if that happens. Or if someone goes, "What are you guys doing tonight?" "Oh, I can't come out tonight, guys. I've got to go down to Daisy's."
But imagine he might have already had a network of mates and stuff like that. So there just is. Imagine one day.
Yeah.
"Hey, Mel, is Tom coming out tonight?"
Yeah. We're meant to do a podcast.
No,
he's...
Where is he?
He
ended up leaving the other day. He reckons he's six.
He reckons he's a 66-year-old man. 66. What's the problem with being 66? Yeah, he also likes to be pissed on or wearing a dress. That's pretty normal for Tom.
Rightio.
So when are we podcasting next?
I'll ask him.
get him on the FaceTime. I can't talk right now.
That one's just weird. That pub one's just weird. Makes me just go, whoa.
See, that made you feel uncomfortable. Sorry, I'm sorry to say that story. Your story sort of mind fucked me. Okay? And not in a good mind fuck. I'm like,
You know what? Maybe I'm actually am a girl. Alan's thinking now. Maybe.
No, I'm not.
You're thinking about being a girl. I'm thinking about going to the pub tonight. Yeah. Get some tissue paper and have some fun.
Maybe get the party started. Forgot me snorkel.
Fuck!
Where's me fucking snorkel?
Hey, bub, can you bring snorkel to the pub?
Big night plan.
LOL.
I love you. Lol. Bring the snorkel. Lol.
Just meet me at the front. Don't ask questions.
Just
give me the snorkel.
What's wrong with you?
What? Nah, just water. Just put some water on myself.
Just water. It's really sweaty in there. Someone let a fire alarm. Wonderful world we live in.
Oh yes, I forgot all about that actually.
Because I've got something. It's short, if you don't mind.
I'll find my one actually.
Okay.
I almost forgot that, people. Yeah.
What are we going now, Tom?
Well, this is a topic that we actually started last month where it would be funny to... Originally started, I would find really weird stories and I would send them across to our private group of mates and we would all have a laugh at that. And then when Mel and I were chatting last month for their last episode around favourite video games, we thought, well, wouldn't it be funny to maybe do it together? As in, we tell each other the stories live without knowing it pre-done what they're going to be
about. Not knowing what we're going to talk about.
Alan can say it now.
Well, what we picked up from last episode where we talked about Your first one was about a man of 57 years.
Yes.
Finding out in himself that he wanted to be a transgender 6-year-old girl.
Yeah.
That, like I said to you in that episode, and listening back to it a few times, it's a bit of a mind fuck when you hear that. And you're like, oh, where is that from? That's a bit freaky. That is. It's kind of.
I gotta find my one.
You do your, and then my one was the and I loved it because how you changed in the span of about 10 minutes of me talking about this.
Couldn't say anything.
I was talking about man finds piss dungeon in pub.
Go and check out that previous
episode. It's on the Facebook. I put it up on our Facebook, that article. It's a bit of a messed up story. Now, I'm doing one right here. It's kind of a short one. I'm going to give you the title.
Yeah.
And we'll get... No, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to give you the title.
Go on then.
I'm just going to get pretty much... whatever it is. I've got this off Deacon's Chronicle. This is an American website right here. And I'll just give you the gist of this story. It's very short.
Go on.
Here we go. A man in Japan who was consumed by his addiction to porn that his lifeless body was found covered under his collection of observed material that weighed in tons. Yes. He got crushed. The news of the former car maker's demise came to light after his landlord entered the apartment to collect his rent. Hello? Where are you? The deceased individual, known as Chol Ing, was discovered by a member of the cleaning crew hired to get rid of the humongous porn collection. It is suspicious that Chol Ing had died of a heart attack.
Before he fell?
I think during.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Well, so he's probably trying to get up, went to grab onto something, and then it's fallen down.
The cleaner went to say the entire apartment was covered with dirty magazines and cuttings of Jolene's favourite articles. Yeah, so and that was
when did that happen?
This actually happened. This is going to really kind of a mindfuck. This happened 23 days ago.
So you're very, very
new. Very, very new.
It's a fresh story, guys.
It's fresh as anything. There's this fella, you know, he loved these dirty mags. It's like,
and he died.
He's like, he's probably looking at one going, really fast going, oh.
I wonder how high it was. We're sitting in a lounge room at the moment, guys, and I'm looking up from the floor to the ceiling. I wonder how high this guy would have had it.
From what I've
seen. But for it to keep him down that long.
Mm.
Like, was it magazines? This
is what the title's called. Dead man found buried under his 6-ton
it's a
porn collection.
Wow. There'll be magazines, DVDs.
Yeah.
Fella.
Dude, it's a thing called the internet.
Yeah.
You could, the internet, so yeah.
If you own a laptop, mate.
If you had a laptop, use your smartphone. Here we go. There's two great little Muppets. No, it was Muppets. Yeah. One time said, "The internet is for porn."
Yeah, who was that? I remember that song.
It was a comedy Bang Bang or something like that. That was pretty much saying
we can put that up on the Facebook.
So there we go. Dead man found buried under 6-ton porn collection. What a wonderful world we live in.
Well, I've just found one that really isn't a shocking story, but it's something I've just come across recently. It's not a long one. It was just it's a fitness one if you're into fitness stuff.
Mm.
And I used to be a gym instructor years ago before I kind of changed careers and started doing what I do now.
Come on, fellas, let's get pumped.
This is for those of you who do leg presses. This is the one where you sit back in a chair. There's in front of you is almost like a mat that you push up with your feet.
Yes.
So you put the weight on, you push, and it's really good for your knees, for your quads, and for your feet.
Yes.
Now, this recent video that's been doing the rounds, I've seen it on social media recently, shows a fella sitting down in the chair.
Mm.
Someone's filming it for, must be a mate.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what he's trying to do is see how much weight he could lift.
No.
So when he sits down in the chair, he pushes it up, right?
Oh, he does it.
Yeah, so he gets it up.
Yeah.
But then he starts to panic.
Yeah.
Because he can't let it go slowly.
Yeah.
And as he pushes it up, and before he could release it, his legs go the other way.
No. No.
They snap the other way. Then come down. So he's wearing pants and stuff like that. But from the image, the legs bend upwards. Not the way legs go down.
I've seen my son come into the world,
yeah,
and that didn't gross me out.
But leg broken.
Well, just the whole concept of...
That way.
Just
one leg, both legs.
Both legs.
And I think from the photo, I think it's the knees, though. It breaks from the knees.
Oh.
So I've had lots of injuries before. I've had a really bad knee.
You've got a knee injury.
Nearly snapped to the other side.
Yes.
But this is pretty bad.
Yeah.
In the video, he's lying on the ground. He's going to him. And you can see as he's lying on the ground, the legs are that way.
That actually makes me feel physically, like, I feel green.
I feel like,
So
for those of you who are into fitness, probably not go and put the biggest weight you can. Like maybe, like I say to people, build it slowly. Don't start from the heaviest weight and then push. Because I've seen people pull down things and then go launched into the air.
You know what, you've got the link to this?
Yeah, I've got the link.
Yeah. I want to see it. No, I don't want to see it now.
But you just said you want
to see it. No. I want to see it in the future.
I'll put it out.
Where I know that I can grab a bucket.
Let me read what the headline was.
Oh.
This is probably about a week old. Like, just recently.
This is recent. Where?
I think it's in the US. Let me have a look. But the fellow only looks young. Doesn't look old. Looks probably 20s, early 30s.
Because this is... You know what you've done now?
What?
You've 180'd it. You've switched it around on me. On last month's episode, you felt like you were going to get sick about the dude being pissed on in the dungeon. Excuse me, what's with all the piss?
You know? Just look for guy. If you don't know, you'll see. I'll send it to Alistair.
I'll put it up on our
Facebook. But that's a wonderful world we live in, guys, around maybe not putting so much weight on. Maybe your mate who's filming it should be saying, dude, I reckon that's probably a little bit too heavy. maybe not putting so much so your legs go snap and go that
way. I'm saying it and I don't like it. I mean...
But now it's time us to talk about the third issue of The wonderful world we live in. For those of you who are unfamiliar with this topic, the last two episodes of the Brocast.
Yes.
You can check us out on Twitter at the Brocast and also send us an email at thebrocast2@gmail.com. We go out and we find weird stories. Alan finds one, I find one. We don't discuss it. And then we read it out live on air to see what the reactions are.
We'd like to see a reaction. So going back to maybe the most recent stories, like... The first one I did back in issue. Listen, I sound like I'm reading
episode comments number
again.
Five.
Episode number five was the chain of pubs where a man was going into the men's urinals, and and pretty much in the title of that was "Man Finds Piss Dungeon in Pub," and which totally freaked you out.
Yeah, I every time I go out now, I look. I stand at the urinal, I look, and I go, no eyes there, and then I go about my business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad I did that to you. And then you talked about the...
That's just more creepy. I kept saying the poster. I wanted to know, how did he get home after?
I didn't do anything!
But imagine going to the pub with your mates, and then this guy runs past you, just covered in urine, running out.
I would be the guy who's like, excuse me, there's a guy, I just saw an eye, and an eyeball, and it was looking around.
It's just creepy.
Yeah. And you spoke about the man who reverted back to being a
six-year-old girl.
Transgender girl.
Yes.
And then the most recent episode I spoke about a small, unfortunate gentleman.
Yes.
Old timer, a Japanese man,
yes.
A Chinese man, found dead in his apartment by 6 tons of pornographic materials, like dirty magazines.
They fell on him.
And we were led to believe that he had a heart attack and he was also crushed. And your mum was the most... hucked up video I've ever seen on this entire planet.
Yeah.
And it was a 180 because I grossed you out with the piss dungeon.
Yeah.
And now I watched this young man with his legs being folded back. I went, I'm done.
Yeah, don't push weights up, mate.
Don't push weights. Oh, and I remember you sending me the link.
Not so hard, mate. Just lower the weight.
Do you lift? Not anymore.
You can't walk now.
You can't walk. You know, that was a mess.
So I think we're 1-1 then for each other.
We're pretty good. So.
Have you got your one?
I am ready.
Would you go first?
Let's see how we've seen it. It was like, I grossed you out in the first one.
Yeah.
You grossed me out in the second one. So I think the one who gets grossed out...
Should do the next one.
So I will go first because you grossed me the hell out.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to... straight off the bat, here we go. I'm just going to give you the title.
Yeah.
49-year-old man sticks a 1.6-feet-long eel... into his anus to treat his constipation. That's right.
Oh, God.
That's right. We're going down that hill today, people. Are you coming with us? Just switch off now, pretty much. Okay. A factory worker from southeast China put a half-meter eel into his anus to bid his cure of his constipation problem. Ugh. Sorry to interrupt right here, too. This was gifted to me from a work colleague of mine named Sarah. Yeah. Shout out to you. I know you don't listen, because you, who pretty much, I said to her, going podcasting with my brother tonight. She looks at me and goes, that's gay.
Oh, okay.
And I go, well, fuck you too, Sarah. Yeah. So, top bird, but she actually read this out to me. And I said, send me the link. Yeah. This needs to be talked about. 49-year-old Mr. Liu was rushed to his local hospital after claiming he had stomach aches last week. Doctors were shocked when they found an Asian swamp eel in his stomach, along with feces and food residue.
Ugh. That's sick,
man. Yep. Mr. Liu from Gazlo, 49, stuck a 1.64 feet long eel into his anus to bid his cure for his constipation. There's pictures.
I don't get that, though. How is that? How is that meant to work?
Yeah. Liu lied that the eel went into his anus by mistake when the doctors spotted the fish.
I can explain.
Wait, there you go. Imagine, okay.
The x-rays. Yeah. What's that there?
What the fuck is that? Hang on. Charlie, come in here. What? Just put your sandwich down.
Look at this.
Look at this shit.
What's this?
Is that an eel? how long is that? Six. He said he was by mistake. He sat down.
How does that work?
Yeah. According to reports on the Gulagan television, Liu visited the hospital claiming that he had constipation problems. Doctors diagnosed the man with a bowel obstruction and recommended they would have to stay in hospital for further treatment. Liu refused and decided to resort to the ancient method of treating constipation by putting an eel into his anus to clear the bowel, to clear the blockage.
How?
Ancient Chinese secret. It's like, hang on, I've got a really bad problem with my anus, with constipation.
Oh my God.
Hang on. Eel. The fucking eel. All right.
I think they're
fine
eel,
Next door's got an eel. They won't mind, eh? Jumps the fence.
I'm not going to the pharmacy.
Oh, fuck that. All right. $7 for Metamucil.
Nah.
Yeah, put an eel up my ass.
That's terrible. Yeah,
ancient Chinese secret.
How old? 49.
Yeah, he's 49. Oh, yeah.
He's smart enough to get a pharmacy.
However, the eel caused a major stomach ache and he was rushed to the Gulzan Dulan Hospital. Doctors exclaimed that Liu's abdominal area and found a hole in the duramen area.
Yeah.
They were then shocked to find the eel in his intestines. So we went
so
up.
How his, so the eel went up.
Yeah, up
so
his
how
bum.
Did the eel come down? How did he get him out?
Well, let's read more.
Oh God!
They removed the half a meter. It was in quotes here of the 1.64 meter long Asian swamp eel. Swamp.
I didn't just go to his neighbor's house. He went looking for this fella.
I'm going through the swamp, down by the bayou. Oh my!
Oh.
Weighing at about 2.5 grams, 250 grams, that's 0.55, with the head and 3 to 5 centimeters wide.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah. They also found feces and food residue in this body. So this poor bastard of a thing.
But how did he get it in there?
Yeah, here we go. Luz said that he found a folk medicine belief that putting an eel up your anus could clear the bowel blockage. You know what you should do? I've got a really bad stomach ache. You know what you should do?
What's that, Mark?
Got a grandfather a couple of years ago who had a really bad stomach problem.
Yeah.
Come here.
put an eel up his anus. Swamp.
Yeah.
Big bugger.
You'll get mine then.
Yeah, you're going to have to go out and you have to fish for them, all right? Dr. Zhou Xingong, surgeon at the hospital, told reporters that, look at this, this guy is going out to the patient.
To the public.
Hello? Yeah, me. How you going?
I'm that guy.
I'm that asshole. Told reporters that the patient didn't explain the cause of his stomach ache when he was admitted to the hospital. We asked Mr. Liu when he was spotted the eel in his stomach. He said the eel went into his anus by mistake. But after surgery, he told that he accidentally put it up there. There's this quote here. I accidentally put the eel inside my anus. And he did it by himself.
He also bought a t-shirt.
Yeah. I survived the eel.
Yeah.
I survived the eel up my anus. That's a broadcast special shirt.
Making a shirt for that.
Yeah. He also added to the situation could have been much worse if he had waited to come to the hospital. This is like, oh, fuck, my stomach hurts. No, I really want to watch this next episode of Downton Abbey. Lou explained that the doctors that he used the eel to treat the symptoms instead of staying in hospital. The eel was found dead when the doctors took it out, but were unsure if the eel was alive when Lou put it in.
How would it have traded it if it was dead?
I'll put it up his... I found the swamp eel. I hit it on the head.
And then I put it in.
Just go a bit quicker, will you? Yeah. Lou is now recovering in hospital.
Oh, good on him.
Good on him.
Good on you, Louie.
Yep. Good on Mr. Lou. And that, again, in the title, which go. I always love doing... 49-year-old man sticks a 1.6 feet long eel into his anus to treat his constipation. The wonderful world we live in.
All right, so I've got my one, but I'm thinking I actually won't read...
Sorry to interrupt. This was from April 20th, 2017. So this is just fresh. This is a week ago. This is fresh swamp
Should
eel.
Should I read the headline on mine or read the story?
It's up to you. I'll read the story. You read the story.
So this was from April 24, guys. Only 3 days ago.
3 days.
Three.
Yeah.
Here we go. An ecologist's dream to watch orangutans in their natural habitat quickly turned into his worst nightmare after he was savagely attacked and raped by a 400-pound orangutan in the jungle of Borneo.
Where are you headed off to? Borneo.
Zach O'Reilly, a young 26-year-old from Ireland, who presently studying biology at Dublin City University and has been a Greenpeace activist for the past 3 years, had always dreamed of seeing orangutans in their natural habitat and was a strong advocate against the palm oil industry, which is a threat to the endangered species. The young man was quickly brought... Actually, no, I'll cut back up here.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the main bit here?
Get to the juice.
this is a quote from his mother, because she went on TV and said, he always dreamed of seeing orangutans in the jungle. I used to tease him, saying he looked like one and that he'd find his soulmate in the jungle. Never would I have thought he would be sexually assaulted by one.
Mum.
Here's a picture of him. Just there.
Oh, Jesus, yes. He looks like an orangutan.
The young man was quickly brought back to a missionary hospital.
Missionary.
Kilimantan, where he lay unconscious for many hours and where doctors found traces of internal bleeding.
Oh.
Kylie O'Reilly, the victim's mother, says she used to... Yeah, that's that quote. They used to tease him.
You look like an orangutan, don't you, darling? Come over here, darling. So look at me, son, here. Doesn't he look like an orangutan? He'll probably pick up one day. That's the only way you're going to have sex. No girl will find you attractive enough, but the only way you're going to be doing it is with a gorilla. Or with an orangutan behind you.
Manuk, one of the tour guys...
One more time, what's your name?
Quebec
Manuk,
one of the tour guides present on the dramatic trip, says he had warned various tourists to be careful around the animals.
Don't go up to them. Why?
I specifically told him to wear a hat and hide his orange head, that it could entice the orangutans. I'm not surprised of what has happened. I warned him many times. He did not listen, he told reporters.
What did I tell you? Look at him. Look at one of those. He's just asking for trouble.
It was a very dangerous for people with orange hair. The males get very excited. A male followed us deep into the jungle, many kilometres. He was very aggressive. There is nothing I could do. A spokesperson for the Borneo Tourism Board said it was the first time orangutan has physically assaulted a tourist on one of their jungle treks. We are deeply horrified and saddened by the whole affair. We have offered the young victim a free tour if he ever wishes to come back again, and we'll provide increased security for our travellers in the future.
We've got this special pair of underwear.
Sorry, mate. Yeah. Free tour, though.
Free tour. And a new pair of underwear.
A similar incident has previously reported in a Jakarta zoo in 2014 when a young red-haired woman was hospitalised after an orangutan broke out of its cage and tried to mate with the visitor, resulting in the death of the animals by the zoo employees. So this story dropped, guys, on the 24th of April 2007.
And what's it called?
It's called Irish Tourist Savagely Raped by 400-pound Orangutan. Wonderful world we live in. So we both featured animals.
We both went animals there.
You went eel and I went orangutan.
And it's unfortunately it's going up the bum. What's it time for?
It's time for the wonderful world we live in.
Did we plan that?
No.
Fuck no.
I didn't know who was saying it.
All right. So let's give people a bit of a backstory again. Last month's one was.
Let me tell your one first.
Give you a bit of a... Actually, know what? I'm going to do your one and you tell me your one. Okay. Yours was about the man from Ireland.
Yeah.
Loves animals. Loved animals like no tomorrow. And
Real peacekeeper.
He was a peacekeeper. Loves animals. You know, he was always looking out for them. And decides to go on a safari and is sexually assaulted by a fully grown orangutan.
Yeah. Left for dead and then found.
Found.
But he's offered a free tour.
Then his mother said, his mother was the worst in that story.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Yeah. She was on TV when she said that.
Trust me, boy, over there. You got
I never thought it would happen.
I never thought it would happen because he looks like one. I'm a terrible mother.
That was this only a couple of weeks ago, that one.
Yeah, that was Fresh Pawpaw, that was.
And then your one was,
yeah, you remember yours?
What is it? Swamp eel.
Swamp eel.
Not just eel, swamp eel.
Swamp eel.
Man who had a stomach pain. Yeah. And goes and gets a swamp eel, inserts it into his rectum, as he heard that it would treat his stomach pain and possible constipation.
Mm.
But there's a thing he said at the end, doctors did not know if it was dead prior to it going in.
Did he jump the fence, grab his neighbor, kill it, swamp it,
then put it in, and then in...
Yeah. Yeah, don't think about it too much.
I just love. So, who would you say from that? Who was grossed out the most then?
I think we did pretty well because we both laughed. I think it wasn't really
a grossed one. It was more of a.
No, it was more like, what the fuck's going on? It's a wonderful world.
Well, I'm happy to go first with my one.
You would like to start?
I'll do my one. Okay. So, again, this is. I thought I'm going to divert away from the animal side and I'm going to focus on a story that's very fresh. It actually happened yesterday.
This is some fresh pork. Okay.
So I'm going to read it to you. I'm not going to read the headline.
No.
I'm going to read you the story and then I'll give you the headline at the end.
Yeah, I always love that.
So this is how it starts. This could be the most disgusting wedding proposal ever.
I'm ready.
A groom-to-be chose the unusual way to pop the big question to his girlfriend by hiding her engagement ring in a gaping wound in his stomach. Bizarrely romantic scene was captured on camera as the man went to see his nurse lover at work and asked her to change the dressing. The man had persuaded a surgeon to hide the gold ring inside his body and then asked his girlfriend for help. A friend with a smartphone then filmed what happened next at the clinic in the southwestern Russian Kashkar-Kyrgyz Republic. The nurse removes the dressing, spots something shiny inside, and gently removes it with a pair of tweezers. And when she realizes what it is, she immediately breaks down in tears and can only nod to accept her boyfriend's weird proposal.
There's also screenshots, guys.
Oh.
The man, who also presented his bride-to-be with a bouquet of flowers, reportedly said that he wanted to make his proposal unforgettable. He decided that hiding the ring inside his body and then letting his girlfriend discover it would be unique.
That's what you are.
However, not everyone was convinced by his gesture after the video proved popular after being shared on social media. One viewer said, "It's not romantic at all," while another one said, "Only an idiot would do this." However, he did impress some. One person said, "He did well. He proved to her that he would hurt himself to show that he loves her and wants to marry her. There should be more men like this." And the headline for this story simply reads, just loading here, "In the world's most is this the world's most disgusting proposal? Man hides ring for nurse girlfriend inside his stomach wound." And this took place on May 24th, which was yesterday.
Oh my God.
And that is May's edition of Tom's edition of The Wonderful World We Live In.
Oh.
Any comment on that, Mark?
Look, I love love. I've been married before.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Didn't think to put the ring in your stomach? Or...
No, we went down to Frankston Beach. I was afraid I was going to step on a needle.
Would you? Something hurt you.
What's that? Oh, hepatitis. Fuck. So this was in Russia.
Russia, yeah.
Yes. My darling, I want to ask you a question, but you must change wound here.
Oh, I changed off.
Look at the dressing. No problem. No, I can't do
it. Why would she do a deep
wound? No problem. I help your husband. And then... Oh, the what is this?
Is a gold
ring. My goodness. I love you so much.
Yes, yes.
Yes. That's the girl, is it?
Yeah.
Yes. I am very proud of you. I will...
That's fucked
yes.
up, though.
That's fucked
that
up.
That happened yesterday in the news.
Yeah, you're married.
Yeah. Well, I proposed to my wife, or then partner in New Zealand.
Well, we're in Macca's.
Wait, I hit her in a Big Mac. And yeah. I put her in there and she's... sorry, doll.
What, did you find in your chips?
We're on a cliff in New Zealand, on the cliffside. Funny note here, guys. My son, who I think would have been about 8 or 9 then, I told him I was going to do it, so he was aware. Because my other son, Callum, filmed it on camera.
Really?
He was next to me, yeah. So when I was doing it...
I'm your brother.
Melissa and I
were
sitting out, looking out to the ocean, and I said to Melissa, "Beautiful sight, hey? Not as beautiful as you," and then opened the ring up. So she's turned and saw it, right? And she's said, yes, Matthew, so excited, you know, wanted to throw something. So he picked up some little stones and threw them in the air, but then nearly fell off the cliff. No joke, he slipped. I had to grab him and move him back because he was so happy. So I almost lost my son proposing to his mother.
But I gained a missus.
Yeah. But he was...
Today was a good day.
The rocks hit us, and then he's gone, wait, just kind of slipped. Right on the edge of the cliff, right down where the ocean
is. I should probably pay attention more because I had no idea about that.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, guys.
Yeah, that's good.
Brother's stories together.
Stories. Yeah, my marriage didn't work, but yours clearly did on the cliff.
With nearly losing my son.
Yep, pretty much.
So what have you got now?
Right, okay. Are you familiar with these, Tom? Listen up, people.
Oh, these spinner things.
These are the biggest craze in schools.
Where did that come from?
They're big in America, and they're quite big down... Because I work in a school.
But what is it for?
People are using this more of as a relaxing, sort of calming thing. People,
it's like a ninja star.
Yeah. So this is the one I actually got a couple of weeks ago on my birthday.
What do you need to spin it?
To spin it. And then it sort of helps you calm. And it's a big thing in my class. I have a few lads that actually have
it. I don't have this.
You can buy one. You can. Can I have it? Have what?
It's already out. Where's it going, Tom?
Now give it back. So, the reason why I have the spinner is because I'm just going to get straight into this, okay? And just bring it home.
Yeah.
All right. Boise, Idaho man rushed to hospital after fidget spinner became stuck in his anus.
Oh, wait. I'm holding one of these in my hand. And about how... This would get stuck.
Yeah.
So I want to know how this would get stuck. So
this was on
continue,
May. Okay, this was on May 10th. So this is
what? 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. So ago. I looked at this one and went, this is perfect because I do have a spinner. Yes.
Yes.
This is the Captain America one.
Where'd you get this from?
A $2 shop in Hillsville.
Oh, you say Loot Crate or something?
It was a $2 shop in Leadell. Yeah. So a 27-year-old man from Boise, Idaho has been rushed to hospital after his fidget spinner became lodged in his anus. I know it's between the month and a bit. I'm doing some stories about the butt.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't have a problem, okay?
I just like to cover those stories.
I like to cover the story.
Three.
Yeah, no, that's four now. You didn't hear the other one. Surgeons were forced to operate on the man to remove the device, which had become stuck after he used it inappropriately. It's like, here we go.
Yeah.
We're getting into the story. We are confident. We are confident the man will make a full recovery, but for the moment, he does face a fairly long recovery due to the internal damage and the device had made his made to his anal passage. So he's got a bit of a tear.
Yeah.
Said one of the doctors who operated on the man. According to local media reports, the man had been introduced to the fidget spinner by his younger cousins.
How old was this person?
27.
27. Okay, 27. So he's not a young fella.
No. Okay. He's no Danny.
Yeah.
He might look it.
He's more Dan. He's a Dan then. He's Dan.
Yeah. And has been playing with the device for a while in bed when it accidentally occurred. A family member who spoke to the media declined to be named. I'm not telling you my name. Hey, aren't you the brother of the guy who had the fissure thing? No.
I'm the spin fella.
Your spin brother.
No,
I don't want to talk about it. Or to be named the man who was involved with the incident, but did answer some questions about what was caused the spinner to become stuck. He's quite embarrassed by it all, as you can imagine, particularly the media attention, said the man's relative. He said he was playing with the toy in bed, and for some reason it got stuck in him, and it might be funny if you could see, you could use it to pleasure himself. In hindsight, it's a pretty stupid thing to do, but he tried the spinner near his anus and it felt good.
So the gooch area.
Yeah. Oh, I think he was going more of the.
Yeah, so he would have gone gooch and then would.
Or a brown eye. Yeah. According to the man's relative, it did feel good at first. After he tried that, he thought he might try to insert the part of the spinner into his anus. But somehow, he went too far.
I'm looking at this thing here. So I can see, if I've been in the position...
No, don't. That's mine.
That would go in, but only way if it went... And that got that... But how would you get all three pieces? I could see one.
Three pieces.
Maybe two. How do you get this little bit in?
Yeah. What happened next requires the man to be rushed to the emergency ward by his neighbours who heard his cries to help him from his bedroom. I heard this God Almighty scream from his house. So we rushed over and banged on the door.
Oh my God.
Said the 52-year-old man, a year old neighbor. He led us in and was clutching his behind. I asked him, "What's wrong?" Then he choked out. And then he choked out and he needed, "I need an ambulance."
Oh my God.
Yeah. Medical staff who treated the man believed he must have slipped accidentally and pushed the spinner too far into his anal passage.
So he must be telling him that then.
Yeah, this
before
is
before he come out and said. Actually,
there's a lot of like detail. There's someone's like, there. Once inside, the opening closed so tightly to remove it, it was only an option. The only option was an operation.
They would have to cut it.
Yep. And the episiotomy.
The gooch and
the episiotomy. Thank you. I've seen that. No, thank you.
Takes a lot to repair.
Yeah. We tried a number of lubrication methods.
Oh, God.
I didn't read this part. Sorry.
Here we go, mate.
But in the end, we forced to make the incision to remove the device. Because the surgeon involved with the operation.
If they tried to lubricate and then put their hand in, potentially they would go like that and push it further.
Yeah. So, did you spin it?
That's not funny. No.
Medical experts have urged the public to take care when playing with fidget spinners and not to use them for unattended purposes.
That is crazy.
Already, a number of schools across the United States have banned fidget spinners from the classrooms due to students becoming distracted in class.
Oh, I've seen them all over social media.
They are very true. This is some things you have to say, particularly in my class. I have to say to my boys, put them down.
Even though
I'm walking around with one in my pocket.
No more playing with them.
No, don't play with any more lads. Oh, I'm king.
I just dropped it.
Yeah, no, don't. No.
Yep.
There's a time and place for these toys, but they should not be used in a sexual content. Could harm users, said the surgeon. And so, by the way, and the name of that story was Boise, Idaho man rushed to hospital after fidget spinner became stuck in his anus.
That is crazy.
And that is my May edition of The Wonderful World We Live In.
Screams.
Yes.
Freeze. Oh, is Mr. Freeze happening, is it?
Button. No, it's all right.
Oh, all right. There we go.
In a wonderful world, or what?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Let me go up, guys.
Yeah. Can we turn on the light? It's a bit creepolo here, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I want to see you in the pale moonlight. Where is it? Yeah, just up there.
Yeah, thanks, Tom. Thanks for saying
that. Let me load mine up.
Yeah, you do that.
Who wants to go first, or do you want to recap?
Jeez.
So last month, mine was about the dude in Russia who had the wedding ring in his stomach, or abdomen, that he had a ring placed in there, then reapplied, and then proposed to his nurse girlfriend after she opened the wound and removed the ring.
That's right. Mine was the newest trend that's been only hit a month. And then it went away. The fidget spinner.
It was popular last month, didn't it?
Last month. It's like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, I saw that they're doing 2-for-1 deals at the petrol station.
No, he was like, do you want these?
No.
Fuck off.
And I saw at the box today, it was, what did they say? Relaxer.
Yeah.
The thing is, my son has one. I didn't feel relaxed when I heard it. It fucking annoyed me every single day. Mate, put it away. Sorry. And I said to him the other day, do you want one? No.
Well, this one was about the fidget spinner, about the gentleman putting a little too close to his area.
Yeah.
And,
oh shit!
Going in,
but not one corner of it, two corners, and he couldn't pull it out.
He got all three corners in it, yeah.
Because he thought it felt good.
No, it was a bit of a tingle. Back here when you listen to a Prince song,
in the Gooch area.
Shut up!
You go home, you play it, and you tell me you don't feel in the Gooch area.
I don't want to let
Play it up.
We're brothers. It doesn't work like that.
I'm not looking at you though.
Hey Tom, how's it going? listen to that Prince song. What are you doing? Are you in your phone?
It's cool, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, it's magic.
All right, do you want me to go first?
So what are we doing?
So this is time for the June edition. Even though it's July, we're doing the June edition of the wonderful world that we live in. For those of you unfamiliar
with what
it is,
we're changing the song.
Alan and I we find weird stories online and we just read them out to each other to see who can get creeped out the most.
Yep.
We've been doing it for the last, I think, 4 episodes of the broadcast. Mm-hmm. Again, you can check out on Apple, iTunes, and on SoundCloud.
What you've been listening to for the past 2 hours.
2 hours and 9 minutes, guys.
Yeah.
So, who wants to go first?
You can, man.
Okay, so this is one I came across. It is back in May. May 25th, yep. I came across this one. I came across it recently, but it comes from May 25th. And the tagline simply reads, "Woman marries train station she loved for 36 years and has sex with mentally." All right, let's read through. Carol Santa Fe says being attracted to inanimate objects is just like being bisexual or lesbian, and insists that she isn't crazy. Now, I'm not making fun of this person. I just find this concept weird, okay? A woman has married a train station and that she spent 36 in love with. Carol Santa Fe claims she's been in love with Santa Fe train station in California since she was 9 years of age.
Oh, no.
The volunteer support worker from San Diego takes a 45-minute bus ride to the station every day to spend time with the building she now calls Daria. Although that marriage is not legally binding, Carol states that it was the happiest day of their lives when they tied the knot in 2015. She celebrated the one-year anniversary last Christmas. Carol says that she's had sex, quotations,
in the with the building mentally and identifies herself as an objectum sexually, which is a person who is sexually attracted to inanimate objects and structures. So there's a community out there, Al. There's a photo over there. It's a 45 from San Diego, Al.
Look at
that. Carol didn't discover this until she was 40 after she searched online. She wrote in, "I'm in love with a building." And then she found all these other people involved. It is a worldwide debate whether the phenomenon is sexually, fetish, or mentally, or a mental condition. Carol said, "I am married to the Santa Fe train station. Her name is Daria. We didn't start a relationship until 2011, but I've been in love with the station since I was a young girl. When we got married, I stood there and told her that I will take it as my partner. It was the happiest day of our life. I take a 45-minute bus ride every night to go see the station." And there's her with her little bum bag and her pink jumpsuit. She said she says hello to the station, but tries not to let anyone notice that she's talking to it. She added, "There is a private bit where two walls meet. I go there to touch her, which I do by leaning against her with my clothes on. When I'm touching her, I feel as though it actually holds me and kisses me. We don't have physical sex with the station in public. That would be disrespectful. I wouldn't do it with a human in public, so why would I do it in this case? I do have sex with Daria in my mind when I stand there. I like it when I hear the trains rev up their engines. It really turns me on."
Oh my God in heaven.
Carol, who lived in California since she was 3, claims the train station is in love with her despite being in a previous relationship with a man. She said that she loved a human once before in a relationship she had for 18 months. But when it didn't work out, she felt amazing when she got into a relationship with Daria because she knew she would never leave her. Carol added, "I love her so much. She is so romantic. We first consummated our love a few years ago when I felt the wall behind me. I felt this close energy. I came close to an orgasm. I was scared. I got caught. I was scared I would get caught by the station staff. I didn't ever..."
What are you doing over there?
I don't ever want the security guards to find out that I'm close to this building. But I only hide my sexual attraction to the station because I simply don't want to get people to find out and ban me from seeing her. It's not because I'm ashamed. Erica Eiffel got banned from the Eiffel Tower for kissing it and straddling it. So yeah. I don't want to get banned like she did.
No.
I don't want to publicly show anything between me and Daria, as I have more respect than that. So just to the end, let's just skip to the end because she's kissing it there and holding it tightly.
Yeah, tight.
Let's just scan down the bottom. Daria has been the most stable partner I've ever had because she's a building, because it's a stable building, I think.
See what you did there?
Thank you. I have had the time of my life being her wife. I used to be scared of being in love with humans, but I'm not scared with Daria. I can never leave San Diego because my lover is here. I could never love another train station because she is the one. So just to recap, this story is called, as again, woman marries train station she loved for 36 years and has sex with mentally. This was on the 25th of May this year. So pretty fresh, guys.
Yeah.
And this has been Tom's edition of June's edition of The Wonderful World We Live In. Comments, Al.
Now, I'm familiar with the one about the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing like the actual footage because they actually talk about it. She goes, "Well, I'm in love with the Eiffel Tower. We're in so much love. And later on, we're going to go up there and we're going to have sex." And then she goes, like, you see her go up in the elevator. They don't take the camera up there with her. And then she comes back around about, say about 10 minutes, 15 minutes later. She goes, "We just had sex for the first time." It's amazing, but it's a thing.
Eiffel Towers, roller coasters.
It's a major thing that people actually prefer inanimate objects, and they think I have a vibe.
But now you know how I feel now. Every time I have to catch a train now, I'm gonna have a look around. I'm gonna see if there's someone like that. They're just looking at it, like, back and forth, or even talking to it.
So next time you're at Melbourne Central, guys, or Parliament, or even Moosabee in Wirrabut, have a bit of a look around and see if anyone's in love with their station. Your turn now.
That's a messed up story, man. Yeah, that's
it's fantastic though. It's Love Bell. All right, you can't beat Love Bell.
I can't beat Love. Well, according to Love, this is another great story of love. Okay,
love, guys.
Yeah, nothing getting better than watching and then listening to this. So this was actually by The Sun. It was actually on the New York Post, and this is actually just July 1st this year. So
just fresh, yeah.
Just fresh.
About a month ago.
Yeah. July.
So it's only a week ago. Or the 8th today.
A week ago. Just get straight to the point. My sex doll is a better lover than my real wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
They're doing this whole thing on dolls at the moment, eh? Robot dolls.
Disturbingly, yeah. There is Japan is going places.
Yeah.
Maizia Ohuka bounced back when the sparks went out of his marriage. By staying a new romance with a rubber sex doll, he swears is the love of his life.
So it's a rubber one. So it's not a robot one. It's a rubber one.
Let's read on. The ultra-realistic silicone dummy named Mayu shares his bed, the same roof as his wife and teenage daughter in Tokyo.
Teenage daughter?
Yep. Shares under the roof. Not the bed, the roof. Okay, I just want to clarify that. Don't.
Yeah,
no, we're not going there. An unusual arrangement that triggered angry arguments before the family declared a disgown truce. Yeah. They're like, we're done.
Yeah.
Ozaki, 45, said, after my wife gave birth, we stopped having sex, and I felt a deep sense of loneliness.
Yeah.
But the moment I saw Mayu in the showroom, it was love at first sight. My wife was furious when I brought Mayu home.
Which is understandable. Well, this is Mayu.
Yeah. Get
the fuck out of here. That's what happened to me. I'm out.
See ya. Yeah.
Yep.
These days, she puts up with it. She puts up with it. Recurrently. Yeah. When my daughter realized it wasn't a giant Barbie doll, she freaked out and said, it's gross. Now she's old enough to share Mayu's clothes. Ozaki, who works as a physiotherapist, takes his doll out on dates in a wheelchair and dresses her in a wig, sexy clothing, and jewelry.
Is there any pictures?
Yeah, there's pictures. Don't worry, you'll get to see this. There is a picture. Actually, as you ask for a picture, Ozaki gets Mayu ready for bed.
Oh my god.
He admits to being turned off by human relationships, adding during a seaside stroll with his rubber companion, Japanese women are cold-hearted. They are very selfish. Men want something to listen to without grumbling when they get home from work.
Yeah.
Whatever problems I have, Mayu is always there waiting for me. I love her to bits and want to be with her forever.
Oh my god.
I can't imagine back to human beings. I want to be buried with her and take her to heaven.
My god. How old is he? Does he say how old he was?
45.
40. Young fella. He's got a whole life to live.
Ozaki is one of the occurring numbers of Japanese men turning to romantic relationships with sex dolls in a country that has officially lost its mojo.
Oh my god.
Experts are worried by Japanese plummeting birth rates, which poses a serious problem for the future of the economy as it faces a dwindling number of workers. But a growing number of men known as herbivores, are turning their backs on marriage and traditional masculine values for a quiet and unaccomplished life. So this is a real thing going on.
It's happening this year. It's 2017. This is fresh 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
every year around about 2,000 of, sorry, 2,000 of the lifelike sex dolls, which cost $6,000 to come with adjustable fingers, removable heads, realistic genitalia, are sold in Japan. Hindo Sakura, managing director of the doll maker Orient Industry, that's what they call it, Orient Industry, said,
"There you go, guys.
Technology has come as a long way since those nasty inflatable dolls in the 1970s. They look incredibly real. Now it feels like you're touching the human skin. More men are buying them because they feel like they can actually communicate with their dolls. They are popular with disabled customers and widowers. As well, manufacturers fetishists and some men use dolls to avoid headaches."
What?
Oh, just give me a headache. What's the problem now? Okay. Serini Nukuma, 62, who enjoys who enjoys tenderly bathing his rubber girlfriend Suli, who has framed photos of her on his wall and even takes her skiing and surfing. He said on a romantic picnic beneath a canopy of cherry blossoms, "Human beings are so demanding. People always want something from you, like money and commitment.
Look now.
My heart flutters when I come home to Suli. She never betrays me. She makes my worries melt away." Nakanomura's romance with Suli has divided his family, and his wife has banned him from the family home. But the Tokyo-born businessman refuses to give up on her. He said, "My son appreciates it. My daughter can't." Dad, good on you. Dad, that's gross.
My son appreciates it.
I hope to get one day too, Father.
Far out. Hey,
do you want it?
Can I have it for a little bit?
When you're finished, can I have it? Oh, I don't know, son. Sorry. I will never date a real woman again. They're heartless.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I know this is going for quite a bit, but we're nearly there, people. Just keep up with me. Keep up with me. The dolls sleep in his bed in a cluttered apartment on the outskirts of Tokyo, sandwiched between sandwiched between two dolls from a previous previous Dilla Race and headless rubber torsos. So this is, he's got some pieces.
He's got pieces.
This is very Dexter. He admits the relocation of the entangled wife is unlikely. He wants to get back with her, so it's not going to happen. Adding, "I wouldn't be able to take a bath with Suli or snuggling up to her to watch TV, so she wouldn't live in the house. I don't want to destroy what I have with her.
Far out."
And while the pillow talk is decidedly one way, Nukunama believes that he has discovered true love. He said, "I never cheat on her, even with a prostitute. I will never cheat on her with a prostitute because she is, to me, she is human."
Far out.
Yeah.
It's a real thing. This is a real thing that people are getting into.
One more. Other doll lovers of Hushikana Madonna, whose home is in Sanama, is an Aladdin cave of dolls, into toys of Japan's erotica. He lives alone, but an understanding girlfriend. Quotation marks on the understanding girlfriend part there, guys. She understands me. She would have been as one of her more than 10 life-size dummies. 10.
Good
couldn't just have two, mate.
No, I can't have two. I need a lot. Many of them wish he dresses in combat uniform to play out wartime fantasies. Yeah, I'll read this last little bit, people, and then we can all go to bed. All right?
You can all jump online and buy some dolls.
Buy some dolls. The 43-year-old blogger. In the future, I think more and more guys will choose relationship with dolls.
They will.
Yeah. It's less stress, and they complain and they complain a lot less than women.
Of course they do. They don't fucking speak.
But he claims he can cut down on having sex with dolls. I'll stop soon. I'm only one man, but these 10.
Sister wives.
Oh, he said, it's more about connecting with on an emotional level to me now.
But this is the thing. Emotional, because what the fuck are you not saying?
I love how you're just
emotional to what? There's not doing
people nothing. Might think I'm weird.
No, you're not.
But it's no different from collecting sports cars.
You know, don't have sex with sports cars. Unless you're in Brazil.
Exhaust I don't know how much I've spent, but it's cheaper than a Lamborghini. Future doll users can expect more bang for their bucks as researchers are developing the next generation of sex bots able to talk, laugh, stimulate on orgasm, and even remember your birthday. Hello, honey. Happy birthday.
This is like all this AI futuristic thing.
But now, NASA Nuke's long-suffering wife, Rino, tries hard to ignore the rubber temptress slightly taunting her in her husband's bedroom. She says, I just have to get on with the housework.
Fucking hell.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is my installment of last month's, of the wonderful world we live in, is my sex doll is much better than my real wife.
It's time for everyone's favourite segment. It's the wonderful world we live in.
People think we actually planned that. Yes,
we did though. Before we even hit record, we said at the hour and 1:48 mark, we've got to do together. Wonderful world we live in.
And then we didn't do it then. Yeah. That was a clusterfuck right there.
Brothers thinking alike.
Now, no.
Let me load mine.
Yeah. So let's recap of last month. Let's say 2 weeks ago. Our episode. Oh, it was a month ago. It was 2 weeks ago. But.
No, it was about 3 weeks ago.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, Tom.
It was the. Wait. The 7th of July. So it was 3 weeks ago.
Your story.
What was my story about the woman who married the train station.
What are you doing over there?
I'm just talking to it.
That's one of my favourite parts because you take it so serious as you're reading it. And then I go. I didn't want anyone to find out what I was doing. I might have gotten in trouble. What are you doing over there? And you lose your shit.
Because I could just imagine her doing it. So I go, what are you doing over there, mate? Yeah. Oh, nothing. I'm just
rubbing up against this wall. Yeah. What was mine? Do you remember my one?
Your one was. Let me load it up here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the sex doll craze.
Yeah. Oh, Japanese.
The booming sex cult. Sex doll craze.
Sex cult. Sex cult craze.
I'm just looking here. It's saying himself. So let's say it wouldn't say he was credited, will it?
No, he was uncredited. Really?
No, I just want to know because it's saying people. Woman at party.
Mm. Oh, that's
I reckon Patty DeWork, and that was probably her. I reckon no, tall woman at party.
Yeah, that's
Jean Kasman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm gonna Google you later.
No, you won't.
I won't.
No. Yeah. But anyway,
your one was about
sex.
What was the quote? My sex doll is so much better than my real wife.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's what I was saying to you. That's the future. I guarantee you, in the next few years, that's what men will do. Just buy a doll.
Way in the future.
I've watched a video. We've just been on Unilab or something like that. Some of the watch dolls. That video. Though, they look so real. Though.
Yes.
But their film got like the eyes move, the head, and the hands.
Yeah.
It's not just a. You know, plastic blow-up doll.
I'm so glad you did not have to be in the room with me, everyone, to see Tom go,
What was I doing?
Yeah.
I don't have the doll.
Please don't do that, okay? Why? Everyone knows what a sex doll is.
Well, if just you don't, telling you is it, what they do.
There's no need for it.
With the hole in the mouth. Yeah. The hole in the back and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, and then, yeah.
Stop it.
Well, it's bright in here.
I know.
Look at how good.
So many pictures.
Too many stars in here, guys.
Not you.
Over 2,000 followers, guys. Good work.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this month. So.
So.
Who wants to go first?
Do a
coin toss or something?
Yeah, you got a coin?
I've got a coin, though.
Oh, Jesus. Why am I not surprised that you don't...
Flip your V-can, Al. No one wins them.
All right. This is actually quite sad. Listen to this, people. We're actually flipping a coin.
You go...
Hear that? Who's there? What are you doing over there? 50-cent piece. I'm going to flick it and I'm going to catch it. Call it now.
I'll call tails.
It's tails. You were up first, sir.
So my one isn't gross at all, guys. This is not a bum. This has nothing to do with a anus, bum. Orangutans, eels. It has nothing to do with fidget spinners, wedding rings, or anything like that.
Oh, so we're taking a different turn, are we? All right.
Now, this actually goes from a conversation I had with Alan on our WhatsApp chat, and it was about... We taped the Lord of the Rings, because there's a Lord of the Rings channel right now on Foxtel, and I've never really watched them all.
Okay.
And I thought, well, let's tape them all. So my son and I taped all the Hobbits and all the Lord of the Rings
trilogy. You know I have...
we just wanted to have a beer, so we could sit down and watch
it. I have... Sorry to say, I have the release series where it...
Which one do you want to have? I've got them all.
No, sadly, sorry to interrupt. It's they each of them go for 4 hours, because they're on 2-hour discs, and they cut it, and they ordered the deleted scenes. Couldn't
fit on my normal standard disc.
Yeah, and they have all the deleted scenes in it.
And I jokingly said to Alan, what if we put it as an actual film companion on the broadcast... And we sat and actually did the first one, as in the first one of the trilogy that came first, and I'm talking about the Fellowship of the Ring. And I think it was like 3 hours and 40-something minutes, and I thought if we did that, plus the intros and the outros and A Wonderful World We Live In, that's an over 4-hour episode.
Nearly a 5-hour knowing you, because you like to talk so much at the first half an hour of the show.
Before I even say what we're doing.
Dirty asshole.
Two kisses.
Yeah.
So I thought that's huge, and I thought they made me thinking about movies. What is the longest movie ever made? So I went online and googled it, and I was doing some research, and I actually came across this movie and a trailer. We're not going to watch it, but I'm going to describe it to you.
But you'll put it up on the Facebook, right? Yeah. Sorry.
So essentially, let's just read through.
Okay.
How would you like to watch the trailer of a movie that is set to be released in 2020? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, set aside 7 hours and 20 minutes. You read that right. The trailer of a Swedish film called Ambience alone is longer than the 3 Matrix movies combined.
Jesus.
Wait. If the trailer alone is about as long as the first 4 Harry Potter movies, how long is the movie itself? The movie is 720 hours long.
Jesus.
That's a whopping total 30 days long for the movie.
What?
Yeah. And its trailer has been termed a short trailer. The first trailer, which makers called a teaser, was released in 2014 and was 72 minutes long.
What?
Another trailer is set to be released in the year 2018. This, a longer trailer, is 72 hours long.
What?
The trailer does not feature a single cut, according to the makers of the film. It is entirely black and white and does not feature a single line of dialogue. And it features only 2 actors. And here's the truly eye-popping thing about this movie, according to a note from the filmmakers. The final film will be screened once, synchronized, all on all continents around the world, and then deleted. This movie is 720 hours long, a total of 30 days, and will be shown in its full length on a single occasion, synchronized in all continents of the world before we destroy it. Ambience will be the longest film ever made that doesn't exist. Ambience is set to be released on December 31st, 2020. It is directed by Swedish filmmaker Angus Werberg in what seems to be a goodbye ode to cinema. Incidentally, the longest film ever made is also Swedish. Logistics, released in 2012, was 857 hours long, which was a total of 35 days and 17 hours. Ambience, when it's released, is set to become the second longest movie ever made. You can actually, on this link, sit down and actually watch the short trailer.
The seven minute one.
Or no, 7 minute. 72 hours long is the trailer.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the movie's called Ambience. But 7 hours and 20 minutes for the trailer, and then to watch the actual movie will take,
30 days.
30 days in total.
To finish a movie.
A movie. The trailer, again, has no dialogue, black and white, and two actors.
What the fuck's it about?
I have no idea.
A goat?
So I'm thinking, companion.
No, fuck that joke.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. It's 2020, it's a couple of years' time. Our kids will be, how old's Quentin going to be? You get older then. My kids will be older.
Yeah.
Tell our wives. We're just going to park out in here, in our room. You can sleep here and stuff like that. I'll supply food and stuff like that. And we just companion it.
For 30 days?
Yeah. No, hold on. Save your leave up now from work. I'll do it too.
No, I'm not taking a month off work to see a shitty ass Swedish film that has two actors in it and that's black and white. Okay? What the dog shit, man?
I'll have chips and stuff.
Oh, I brought chips?
Yeah, it's going to be deleted.
Who gives a flying fuck? What? That is bizarre, man.
Yeah.
That is out there.
So I got this. It's on the timesofindia.com, and this was from April this year.
Yeah.
But the tagline is, at 7 hours and 20 minutes, this is the world's longest movie trailer.
That is.
That there's two of the actors from the screenshot. From the actual short trailer.
Oh, it looks like one of those weird-ass indie flicks.
How crazy is that, though?
Yeah.
Trailer's already out that you can watch on that link.
That goes for... Sorry, again?
The trailer that's just been released...
Yeah, it goes for...
That goes for 7 hours and 20 minutes.
What?
I don't know.
Singing? Or...
I don't know. There's no dialogue, Al. There's no dialogue in the movie.
What is it?
But part of me wants to sit down and watch it. I actually want to sit down after this and maybe watch it. Just the bits, not the whole thing, but what is it? Skim through some things. But then the movie, though, is 720 hours long.
You've blown my brain here. How crazy is that, though? Yeah, that is crazy.
And that's all because I thought Lord of the Rings. Let's just have a look. Let's do Lord of the Rings. What the fuck is this?
That is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, so Ambience. It's spelled Ambiance. That is Ambience. Check it out, guys. Swedish film.
One more time. 7 hour
trailer. 7 hour and 20 minute trailer.
Trailer.
That was released in 2014. Yep. Yeah. No, 2014.
No speaking.
The next one is coming out in 2018. That's the longer trailer.
Guess what?
72 hours.
3 days.
Yep. And then you've got the actual movie that's coming out December 31st, 2020. 720 hours, which is exactly 30 days long, and then it's deleted. But again, it's being shown at the same time all around the world. I just blew my mind that people are going to do it, though.
Yeah, you've hurt my brain.
We're going to do it,
Al. You probably will. Knowing you, you're going to hate hell. Do you want to check this out? And I go, alright.
My wife calls you. Alan, look, just going to have to... Tom's in... He's been in the room.
Yeah.
He's not coming out.
No, it's been...
It's day 8.
Yeah. It's day 26. And I'm like, I still don't give a shit. Okay?
He hasn't seen his kids in ages. Like,
it's 4 more days until I come over there and we start recording the podcast, okay?
I'm all boned up. I haven't eaten. Yeah. I haven't left the room
yet. It is time.
People slob your food under the door. Don't get out. I'm taping.
Get out of here.
Ginger Beard Man cast. Longest podcast ever.
I didn't see you there.
Because I'm dead.
I can't see anything.
Alright, guys. We're going to watch Ambience. Shh.
I don't know.
That's going to be nothing happening for a month. Me talking.
I'd like to think if we were watching, I'd be yelling at the screen. Do something!
How crazy is that?
That is a mind fuck right
I'll
there.
I'll put the link on the Twitter, guys. But again, Ambience. That is Ambience. Check out the timesofindia.com and watch the short teaser.
Just the short one.
If you have 7 hours to spare,
Jesus,
sit down and watch the teaser. And then on top of that, if you have 7 days, check out the other one. Crazy.
That is crazy.
That's, again, presented for the broadcast episode 10, Wonderful World We Live In.
Jesus. All right. We'll start with mine. We'll do mine now. Mine's very short and sweet, not just like that fucking movie. Straight off the bat, here it is. This is was put up on the HuffPost at 1:31 this morning. Australian time.
Yeah.
19 hours ago. Clown with one arm wielding a machete arrest after terrorizing town.
What the fuck?
I'll say that one more time.
Yeah.
Clown with one arm. Okay.
Yeah.
Welding. Welding a machete. Arrested after terrorizing town. The suspect had duct taped a weapon to his amputated arm. Police said.
Yeah.
Let's go straight to.
What the fuck? How'd you do that?
It's a duct tape. Yeah. No, he's doing what Ash did in Evil Dead. But
how did he duct tape? He's got one arm. How does he duct tape with teeth or something?
Talent. Okay.
He practiced.
A report of a garnished clown brandishing a machete is no laughing matter. To police...
Good writing there, guys.
Shut the hell up. Fuck off. In the words of Gordon Ramsay, piss off.
Piss off.
Piss off.
Fuck off.
Fuck you, fuck you. You're cool, fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. The matter is no laughing matter to police in Marlene, who took a 31-year-old man into custody for frightening residents in a small rural community. The incident began on Tuesday evening, when a concerned citizen called the police, said that a man dressed as a clown and armed with a machete, was milling about near the Hollis convenience store. When the state troopers arrived at the scene, witnesses told them the man had fled into the woods.
That'd be fucking creepy to see in the woods.
Roughly an hour later, authorities patrolling in the nearby Waterbros spotted a creepy clown exiting the wooded area.
That would be scary.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck? Glenn?
Hey.
What the fuck's that over there?
Now you got to put the Yankees...
I can't do the accent.
What's going on over there? It is. What's that? Hey. Timmy, come here. What's that clown over there? God damn.
He's got only one arm.
He's got a machete. Get a gun. Get your gun, quick. God damn it. What are we going to do? Sarge.
Big man.
Sarge, what are we going to do? Just get your gun ready, okay? We're going to do this together. It's my first day on the job.
Let's go.
I'll shoot him in the fucking face. You know, now we understand why you're put on probation. Jesus.
That'll be creepy, though, looking at
that. According to police, the suspect identified as Corey Berry. That's right. Of Hollis. Corey Berry. Was wearing a black hooded sweatshirt and a clown mask. A machete that was duct taped to his amputated arm.
Fuck.
So he's Ash from Evil Dead.
So hold on. Was it duct taped to the arm that doesn't have an arm? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Oh. Let me just correct you. I thought... So he had an amputated arm. I thought he duct taped it
to his real arm.
But then I think that... Why would you need a duct tape if he's got a hand?
Do you think about the shit that comes out of your...
That's terrible. Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I'm a dickhead now.
Yes, you are.
No, I think about that.
Yeah.
Why would he duct tape the hand?
Yeah. Check out my stump. Is this creepy?
He's already holding it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
What?
Fucking, I'm an idiot.
Yes, you are. The police said. State Trooper Adam Schmidt... Schmidt told the WCHH TV... that Berry was intoxicated. I'm totally pissed, mate. Fucking hell. Oh.
Fuck me arm.
What happened in me arm? You know what? It'd be funny. Get the duct tape out. What are you doing in there, son? Go away, mum.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, he rubs it up. Theater of the mind here, people. He's actually taking a couple of swigs of his Miller. He's pissed as a rat. And he's duct taping this giant machete to his amputated arm, puts on the clown mask, puts on the hoodie.
And off he goes.
It's party time. Questioned by police, Berry said he was clowning around. Fucking terrible.
Comedian.
He's a clown.
He's awesome.
Yeah. Fucking clown shoes.
He's scary, but he's funny.
Shut up.
Clowning around.
Oh, that's enough. Awesome. Now. Trying to play a prank and that copied the creepy clown sightings that have grounded the media's attention in the recent years. There's been a lot of that, and we even spoke about it.
Was there a broadcast?
Mr. MMA.
That's right.
A few months ago, we spoke
about this area.
Because there was, there was one down in
area.
Yeah, very, and all those people going, I saw a clown, I'll punch him in the fucking head. Like, no, you didn't.
I've seen videos of people, the clowns getting hurt. People jumping them and stuff like that. Dude, stop.
Yeah, just wait. Yeah. That, I'm not done yet. Just cool your jets. In recent years, the Associated Press have reported. Now, we have a picture of here of Mr. Berry.
Mr. Berry.
All right. Here he is right here. Blue hair. This will be going up on the Twitter, so...
Jesus.
Yeah, look at that.
I know him.
Yeah. Fucking hell, that's me.
Jono?
No, Jono.
I don't know.
His name is... Corey.
I was going to call him Strawberry. Strawberry.
Hey, is that Corey Berry? Johnny Berry. Fucking numb.
I was saying it like someone I know.
Who?
Johnny.
Johnny? Is your name Johnny?
He has it on the other arm, though.
Whatever he meant to do... whatever he meant to do, anything or not, it was pretty scary. Witness Lindsay Broughton told the WHS-TV.
Yeah.
State police also failed to find the humour in the creepy clown gag and charged Berry with criminal threatening. He has been released from the York County Jail after posting a $200 bond. Now, I just want to turn this up, and I want you to hear the video.
Is there a video?
There's a report of this guy.
That's awesome.
So give me some time.
No, load it up.
Clown's supposed to be happy. That clown would scare the daylights out of anybody.
A hooded figure, a creepy clown mask, and a machete.
Why would a person do that?
Made people in Hollis, Maine call police Tuesday night.
Oh, you think you move out in this nice, safe area and someone comes out in with a machete.
911 callers reported that clown walking down this road, then ducking into the woods.
He had come out up through here.
The clown walked more than 2 miles through the woods and emerged in Waterboro, right next to Lindsay Morton's home.
Whether he meant to do anything or not, it's pretty scary.
Police put the clown on the ground. They say under the mask was 31-year-old Corey Berry of Hollis, Maine. The one-armed man wasn't actually carrying the machete, but had it duct-taped to his amputated arm. Police called him cooperative, but highly intoxicated. Berry allegedly told investigators he was just pulling a prank.
He has a very weird way of doing pranks.
Copying these creepy clown sightings that made national news last summer. But unlike some of these clowns, Berry is facing criminal threatening charges. People still disturbed by the sight say that charge isn't enough.
And it just feels like a slap on the wrist.
Now that Berry posted his $200 bail and is back on the streets. In Waterboro, Danielle Waugh, News Center.
That's crazy.
Now, the one thing that really got me at the beginning is it's like that older bird. It was kind of a creepy thing, don't you think, man? I like to think that she just rolled up a massive, massive dude.
You want to interview me now, eh?
Hey, hang on. I just got to take this one last puff. I was just, oh my God, there is a clown. I fucking stoned him, man. Like, Mum, come inside. That's enough.
It was my own your son that did it.
I'm Lindsay Berry.
That is crazy, though.
So, yeah, one more time.
What's the headline?
Clown with one arm wielding a machete arrested after terrorizing town.
Where did it happen?
And it happened on the, believed on Tuesday, the final report was actually put in today after his $200 bond was
$200.
Of clowning around.
Get out of here.
God, scamp.
Easy machete, though.
Go on. Don't do it again, you naughty thing.
Knack, knack, out.
Oh, just a slap on the wrist.
Get it? Wrist? Because he doesn't have a wrist, though. Did he slap his other wrist? Don't come after me, mate.
Don't come after me.
Jono, don't come after me.
Yeah, it's not Jono. It's Corey.
He likes me to call him Jono, though.
No, he doesn't.
I call him Strawberry.
Strawberry Berry.
Cranberry. Blueberry.
G'day, Blue.
What else is there? What else is a berry?
Mango berry.
No, it has to be a proper one.
Avocado berry. Aussie berry.
Snozberry.
Bit
of a Waynesworth. Willy Wonka.
I like some cocoa. This Coke's gone bad. just like this podcast. Just like this podcast. This podcast has gone in the shit here.
No, it hasn't. We're moving on up, moving on up. We are, actually.
Root.
Just want to give a... Oh, you got to finish it. Finish the story. Finish with your statement. This has been another edition.
And there we go, ladies and gentlemen. And that was my edition of this month's Wonderful World We Live In. Stop clowning around, Barry. Wow.